Resentful thoughts are covered in mental superglue. Once I think them, they stick in my mind. They seem to be written with indelible ink, and the more I struggle against them, the stronger they become. Resentment is a form of mental toxic waste, and the most effective method of removing it is the opposite from what I would expect. Instead of fighting against it, I must let it go. Struggling dissipates my energy and wears me out. Struggling makes me weaker. When I stop struggling, letting go becomes possible. Forgiveness is the way I let go. I forgive myself for everything that I have done wrong, and I forgive everyone else as well. When I forgive, my hands open, and resentment falls like a big, ugly lump on the ground, and instantly I am free. Love is the second part of toxic waste management. Forgiveness releases the resentment, and love washes it away. If I leave out love, it won't be long before I pick up the resentment and place it back in my mind. I send a massive dose of unconditional love to myself and to everyone I meet. A double dose of forgiveness and love eliminates resentment from my life. I can't imagine why anyone would want to hide from God. His love is the most positive and most powerful force in the universe, and if you let it get inside your heart and mind, it will make you into a new person. Old things will pass away, and all things will become new. When your mind is full of thoughts that are consistent with God's love, your mind is exactly the way that God meant for it to be. When your heart is full of emotions that are consistent with His love, your emotions are healthy, and they are exactly the way that God meant for them to be. There is never a reason to hide from God's love. It always makes your life better and never makes it worse. Some folks feel that they are bad to the bone and rotten to the core. They have wasted their lives, and now they feel that they are beyond the reach of God's love. They are too far gone, they bear too many scars, they have hurt too many people, and they live without hope. If you feel that way, you are absolutely and positively wrong. No matter what you have done, and no matter how far off course you have gotten, there is no way to escape from God's love. His love surrounds you, and you will either sink or swim in His ocean of love. You are already perfect in God's eyes. God doesn't look at you as you are. He looks at you as you can be. God loves you and accepts you the way you are, but He loves you too much to let you stay that way. He loves you from the top of your head to the tip of your toes, and it doesn't get any better than that. There is no limit to how good your life can become when you open your heart and mind to the power of His love. You are made in the image of God, and you bear His likeness. You are not your fingers and toes and elbows and nose. You are not your eye color, your hair, or your complexion. You are a child of the King, the apple of God's eye. God has a dream for your life that is better than anything you can imagine. He has a plan for your life that's custom designed for just you. Since God loves and accepts you the way you are, you should do the same. You are God's workmanship, being molded by His hand. If God wants to change you, He will make it happen according to His master plan. With a lot less worry and a little more trust, God can work a miracle in your life. That's why the Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path."